الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, tonight again is a very, very Mubarak night. We have reached the climax of Ramadan. Allah alone knows best. 27th night of Ramadan. It could be Laylatul Qadr. May Allah bless all of us with the barakat, the ajr, the thawab of Laylatul Qadr. May Allah give us tawfiq of making ibadat during this night. Right now as we are seated here, our mothers and sisters at home, make the niyat of ibadah. InshaAllah, Allah will not deprive us of the greatness of this night. All of us have got oil lamps in our souls that is prepared to be lit. And all it requires now is a spark. We all have that iman in our heart. The entire month of Ramadan, we have been inculcating within ourselves the quality of taqwa. We refrained from sins to the best of our ability. We tried. We kept our rozas, our ibadah, taraweeh, tilawat of the Quran, etc. May Allah accept it. And tonight we need to spark it now with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah we will first recite some hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which you have heard before. But I find these words extremely beneficial. It makes us ponder and realize the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was written by an ashiq of Allah, an arif billah. Mawla Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Partab Gadi rahmatullahi alayhi was a sheikh of our sheikh Hazrat Arif Billah Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi. And these lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they would say couplets, there was profound meaning in these words. They were genuine lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, if we listen and we join in, inshallah, we will try and instill in our lives, in our hearts, and this lamp that we have that is ready to be lit, and the spark now is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and of course, the title is that, oh Allah, your name, your blessed name, your Mubarak name. And when we say Allah, naam tera mere dil ki hai dawa. Your name is the medicine. It is the dawa, the medicine of my heart. So he says that, oh my Allah, I'm praising you. You are eternal. You are everlasting. My loving you, my praising you, oh my Allah, this is the sum total of my life. These people dedicated their lives in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the ita'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their hearts were so pure, so pure, so pure. Regarding this, Mawlana Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, they say he would be seated in his gathering. There were great, great scholars, the likeness of Mawlana Habibur Rahman al-Azami, rahmatullahi alayhi, who was known as the greatest muhaddith of Indo-Pak. People like Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullahi alayhi. People like Mullah Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi Rahmatullahi Ali and many great scholars and ulama of the time would come to his gathering. And there were occasions, many occasions, wherein Mullah Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullahi Ali would remain silent for the entire period. From Asr to Maghrib, it's a majlis, people would expect the man to say something. But he would be silent. Despite his silence, now these people, the caliber of souls and the connection they had with Allah Ta'ala was such that people who were sitting around them would feel something. They would feel some love being transferred from this person's heart into their hearts. At times they would just cry. The man hasn't spoken a single word, but being in his auspicious company, because of the purity of his heart, they would feel some noor in their hearts. So he has composed these words, and he said, this is the sum total of my life, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, you are the creator of everything. You are the creator of the souls and the horizons, the sky, the moon, the sun, the earth. There is no end and limit to your power. You are most powerful. Oh Allah, how can I truly make your shukr? You have bestowed so many favors upon me. How am I going to make your shukr properly? Ya Allah, you are all knowing, you are all hearing, you are all seeing. You are the one who is most powerful. And you are all learned. Oh Allah, this taking your name, this is the dawa of my heart. Allah bidhikri Allahi. تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ You have depression, you have some worry, some grief, some hardship, you take the name of Allah, and you feel the soothing effect on your heart. You feel the tranquility, the serenity in your heart. It says, ذِكَرْ تَيْرَا رُوح كِي مَيْرِي شِفَا You're saying Allah, Allah, praising you. This is the shifa of my heart. This earth, the sky, the sun, the moon, all these indicate your oneness, your greatness, your loftiness. Ya Allah, you are the Malik. You are the owner of the world. You are the king of all kings. You are the Malik of the day of Qiyamah. You are Rabbul Alameen. You are the Rabb of all realms and worlds. So ponder and reflect. The loftiness, the grandeur, the azamat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, all foreheads, they bow down at your doorstep. How can we really understand your shan? You are ibtida, you are intiha. You are awwal, you are akhir. Nobody existed before you. Nobody will come after you. You are everlasting. Allah never dies. Allah never sleeps. Everything is in Allah's control. Everything will come to an end. Kullu man aliha fan. Wa yabqa wajhu rabbika dhul jalali wal ikram. We heard in last night's Sarawi, Surah Ar-Rahman. That everything in this world will perish. Every single thing. Only Allah remains. You are our maqsood. Oh Allah, you are our aim. We are trying to reach you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we sacrifice our life, our jaan, our lives, our souls for you. Oh Allah, remove us from the traps of shaitan. Shaitan is trying to mislead us. And also, our nafs, protect us from the evil of our nafs. Oh my Allah, save us, save us. His name was Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahab. So he says, Kalli Maqbool Ahmad ki dua. Oh Allah, accept Ahmad's dua. That oh Allah, protect me from nafs and shaitan. And we say, oh Allah, protect all of us from nafs and shaitan. Accept our dua.
حمد تیری اے خدا اے لم يزل ہے یہ اپنی زندگی کا ما حصل حمد تیری اے خدا اے لم يزل ہے یہ اپنی زندگی کا ما حصل تو ہی خالق تو ہی خلاق ہے تو ہی ربي أنفس آفاق هي حمد تيري اي خدا اي لم يزل هي اپنی زندگی کا ما حصل الله 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 تیری قدرت کی نہیں کچھ انتہا تیری قدرت کی نہیں کچھ انتہا شکر تیرا کیا کسی سے ہو ادا تیری قدرت کی نہیں کچھ انتہا شکر تیرا کیا کسی سے ہو ادا یا علیم یا سمیع یا بصیر تو ہی قادر تو ہی ہے خبیر اللہ 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 نام تیرا میرے دل کی ہے دوا ذکر تیرا روح کی میری شفا نام تیرا میرے دل کی ہے دوا ذکر تیرا روح کی میری شفا یہ زمین و آسمان شمس و قمر دیتے ہیں سب ذات کی تیری خبر اللہ 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 تو ہی مالک تو ہی رب العالمین تو ہی مالک تو ہی رب العالمین تیرے در پر جھکتی ہے سب کی جبیں تو ہی مالک تو ہی رب العالمین تیرے در پر جھکتی ہے سب کی جبیں شان تیری کون سمجھے گا بلا ابتدا تو ہی ہے تو ہی انتہا شان تیری کون سمجھے گا بھلا ابتدا تو ہی ہے تو ہی انتہا اللہ 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 تو ہی ہے مقصود تو ہی مدعا تو ہی ہے مقصود تو ہی مدعا جان و دل کرتا ہوں میں تجھ پر فدا جان و دل کرتا ہوں میں تجھ پر فدا قید سے شیطان کے یا رب چورا اور شرور نفس سے مجھ کو بچا قید سے شیطان کے یا رب چورا اور شرور نفس سے مجھ کو بچا. اللہ 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 یا الہی مجھ کو اپنا بنا, یا الہی مجھ کو اپنا بنا, کر لے مقبول احمد کی دعا. یا الہی یا الہی ہم کو اپنا بنا, کر لے مقبول کر لے مقبول سب کی دعا. حمد تیری اے خدا اے لم یزل, ہے یہ اپنی زندگی کا ما حصل. اللہ 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 اللہ.
My respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home with the reach for this year, may Allah grant us his true muhabbat. Hafiz Saadi Shirazi rahmatullahi alayhi said, when he started his talk, he said, tonight the topic, as was last night, the love of Allah. And tomorrow the topic will be the same till the end of my life. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mentioned the other night, beg Allah, oh Allah, grant me your muhabbat. Give me your love. The moment we have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will correct our lives and we are connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that bond with Allah, that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a true love. It's a pure love. It's the greatest of all loves. Every other love we have comes to an end, but the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is different. And this is what we have been speaking all these days. May Allah grant us His true love, His true muhabbat. The poet says, تَرْجُ النَّجَاتِ وَلَمْ تَسْلُكْ مَسَالِكَهَا إِنَّ سَفِينَةَ لَا تَجْرِي عَلَى الْيَبَسِ. You want salvation. You want najat. But you are not treading the paths of salvation. We are treading paths, taking us away from najat, taking us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taking us away from the akhirat. And then he gives an example, a logical example. He says, إِنَّ السَّفِينَةَ لَا تَجْرِي عَلَى الْيَبَسِ. You will never find a ship sailing on dry land. A ship requires water. And if it has the water, then it will sail in the right direction. Otherwise, it is stuck on dry land. It won't even move. Let us not remain on the dry land. We need to reach our maqsood, our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us come onto that water, onto that ocean of the marifat of Allah, the itaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like I mentioned in one of the other talks, a person who takes the wrong train, he's pareshan. He's not in sukoon. Because he's moving in the wrong destination. He needs to go home. Or he has to go to work. But because he's climbed onto and he's boarded the wrong train, which is going in the opposite direction, he's restless. And the longer the person takes to jump off at the nearest station so that he may reroute and come back to his original destination where he was planning for, the longer he takes, the more will be his regret. We have all boarded trains of vice and evil in some way or the other. May Allah protect us. Tonight is no time to talk about any individual. Wallahi al-Azim, I am not looking at any person. I do not know the wrongs of any individual. We look at our own selves. It's a time to repent, to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perhaps somebody has boarded the train of womanizing, or homosexuality, or drugging, or clubbing, or thuggery, or lottery, gambling, drinking, alcohol, zina, riba. He's gone on that train. That's going in the wrong direction. Jump off the train. Jump off the train as quick as possible. And move onto the right train, into the right direction. This is the effort we have to do. And this is why we are talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I mentioned the other night, and in all the talks, ours is the caravan of hope. Ours is the caravan of hope. Do not despair, do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves you. Allah loves us. Allah is giving us those opportunities, those chances. We need to have that himmat and courage. It's a question of hawa. Ha, wow, and ya, hawa. Hawa means passions, desires, temptations, evil temptations, taking us away. That versus huda. The only difference is wow and dal. Huda. Huda means guidance. Kisi ne khub kaha, Khuda ki darbar mein aane ki intizar mat kijiye. Don't delay, don't procrastinate in coming into the palace of Allah, into the court of Allah, in turning to Allah. Isliye ki ye hamari ye darbar, ye bargah, na umeedi ki nahi hai. This bargah, this court of Allah is not that court where a person does not have any hopes in. That's the court, that's the palace where you have hopes you're going to achieve what you want and Allah is going to forgive you. Believe that Allah is going to forgive you. Tonight, Taraweeh, both the verses are read, appears in the 28 juz of the Quran. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Allah is addressing the believers, you and I. Tubu ila Allah. Repent, turn to Allah. And what type of repentance Allah wants from us? Tawbatan nasuha. A genuine, a pure, a sincere tawbah. A sincere repentance. Not the tawbah we just say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. But we don't really mean it. Tonight. At this very moment. Make that sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In your heart, cry to Allah. Allah, I'm begging you. Allah, I'm begging you. I want to be a good person. I want to be a pure, live a pure life. I do not want to live a life of sin and evil and disobedience. The person was making dua. He said, Ilahi, kifa ad'uka wa ana asim. Oh my, how will I be able to make dua to you? How can I make dua to you? How can I supplicate to you when I am such a grave sinner? I'm such a big sinner. And Allah inspires him, and then look at the words. He said, Ilahi, kaifa ad'uka? Wa ana asil. Allah, how can I make dua to you when I am disobedient? I'm an asi, I'm a sinner. And he says, Ilahi, kaifa la ad'uka? Wa anta kareem. Oh my Allah, how can I not turn to you when you are most forgiving? When you are most loving and forgiving. We have these egos, these temptations, whether it's a woman pulling us, whether it's a man pulling us, whether it is some drug, substance abuse, some stealing, some theft, some gambling, whatever it is. These are all egos. Egos are like a ladder that a person is climbing. He's climbing over this ladder of egos and passions and desires. And one day he will definitely fall from there. The higher the person is going to climb, the heavier the fall. So what is the solution? Give our hands into the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Place our hands in the hands of Allah. Love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make Allah ta'ala happy. When Allah becomes happy, everything becomes ours. Jo tu mera, sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. Jo tu nahi mera, koi shay nahi meri. Wallah, if you are minds, everything becomes minds. The sky is the earth, everything. Because you got Allah. When Mahmud the king, he tested his ministers, He loved i'jaz a lot. And the others were jealous of i'jaz. How come he is getting very preferential treatment? So he has pearls and he gives them, he tells them to break it into smithereens. So each one takes that pearl and they break it into pieces and they come, they obeyed Mahmud, the king. Ijaz brings back that pearl that he was given. Ijaz, why didn't you break it? So Ijaz knew. And what was the thing? Mahmud said that whoever obeys me, or the king had given them this offer, that whatever you want, I will give you. And they asked for different things. But when he came to the turn of Ijaz, what did he do? He didn't go for any material wealth. He didn't go for any pearls. He put his hand on the head of the king. The king asked, what are you doing? He said, I'm placing what you ask, whatever I want. If I got you, I got the entire kingdom. Put our hands in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alamgir rahmatullahi alayh was a very great king, a scholar, a very pious person. When he was ruling, then in one village, one province, the Nawab, the mayor of that place, passed on. It was the custom at that time, then the son will take over. But his son was a little boy. But he was very intelligent. People did not know what to do. So they bring him to Alamgir Rahmatullahi, who has to put him through a test to see whether he can really be responsible to look after the affairs of the people. He was a genius, very young, but very, very clever. So Alamgir Rahmatullah was making wudu at the time by a pond. So he took that young boy, held him by his two hands, upside down, dangling lad, to see his expression on his face. And the boy was still smiling. He showed no signs of anxiety. He was not afraid. So Alamgir puts him down. He says, tell me, how come you didn't know, show any signs of anxiety and you were not screaming? You were smiling. Little boy, he answered, Alamgir, tu itna bara badshah, you're such a great king. You didn't hold me by my one hand, you held me by both my hands. I know you will never throw me down. Alamgir Ramatullah then immediately realized. He said, imagine this boy is telling me, I'm holding both his hands. If we put our hand in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَنْ يُسْلِمْ وَجْهَهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ, that person who surrenders before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does good deeds, he has iman, then he has held on to al-urwatul wusqa, the firm grip, the ring of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which in ayatul kursi Allah ta'ala says, lan fisama laha. When you got the ring of Allah in your hand, in other words, you have attached yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have given your heart to Allah rabbul izzat, you are a lover of Allah, you are obedient to Allah, then this grip that you have, this connection, lan fisama laha, it will never cut off. Allah will draw you to Him. And this is what we are trying to gain, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sincere tawbah. Do not lose hope. Do not become despondent. But, doesn't mean just make tawbah istighfar on the big night and we go back to our sins. That is the hard part. Tawbah tan nasuha. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu explained the tafsir of what is sincere tawbah. He says, just as when a person milks the cow, and after removing the milk from the cow, from the udders of the cow, it is impossible to stuff the milk back into the udders of the cow. Like that, when you made sincere tawbah, it's like virtually impossible to go back to that sin. That's the type of tawbah we have to make. That is the type of tawbah we have to make. That I am deleting this completely from my life. How many a young boy and young girl are having an illicit relationship? There will never be happiness in your life. Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, jiski sahi nahi ho ibtida, kaise sahi hogi uski intiha. If the beginning is not right, if you are courting, you're doing haram things, so many times the girl falls pregnant, all these things happen, how will the end of the marriage turn out to be? Do it in the correct way. Bring purity in our life. It's a question of hawa and huda. We've got to crash these passions we have. have hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Begin to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These forms and appearances go beyond these shapes, these colors of these haram pleasures. Go beyond it. Go past it. Overcome these hurdles in our life. And then we will find only gardens of roses. Gardens upon gardens of roses. That enjoyment of the gardens of roses in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something else. May Allah grant it to me. May Allah grant all of us. We need that himmat and courage. That's what we need. That pluck we need. That courage, that himmat. That even if my life has to go away, I will still never disobey my Allah. This type of atmosphere, after the month of Ramadan, unfortunately it just disappears. This rona, this khubi, itikaf tents, people making tilawat, taraweeh, fasting, everything goes away. So the challenge is then. Then we go to find right company. Believe me, there are so many things we can tell a youngster. But the best advice is, be in good company all the time. Find the right company. Sit in the company of somebody who does not have any ulterior motive. He doesn't want your dunya, he only wants your akhirah. You must be happy. And you may be saved from the fire of Jahannam. You may be successful in this world, in the qabr, akhirat. We could seek such a person. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu salam's story we may have heard in the tafsir. We've heard it before. A few years back I also mentioned it. I had the tafsir in the month of Ramadan. And we're not going to go into the whole chapter of how Yusuf salam's brothers put him in the well and how he landed in the palace. But there is that scenario and that occasion where the king had a minister and the minister's wife, the minister had a very high position in the royal court. And his wife was infatuated with Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's beauty. She was gone crazy because Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was given half of beauty. Extremely handsome, extremely handsome. Sayyidina Aisha, I cannot help but mention this. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, if the friends of Zulaykha, because then Zulaykha wanted to show the other woman that, you know, she fell for the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And when she called them, and over a pretext or the pretense of just having some meal, and she gave them fruit, and she gave them a knife each to cut the fruit. And at that moment, she instructs Yusuf alayhi salam to go past. And when he goes past, and when they look at him, oh, ma hadha bashar. This is not a human being. When they saw his beauty, they began cutting their fingers. Because they were so caught up and attracted by his beauty. Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha says, if those same friends of Zulaykha saw my beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they won't only cut their fingers, they'll cut their hearts open. So, she's infatuated with Yusuf alayhi salam. Now she gets him trapped into a chamber. She has shut all doors, وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ. Every door she closed, locked. And she gets him right in the last room now. Her husband is a minister. He was taking care of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. He was providing for him food, whatever meals, looking after him. He was the so-called master of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam now. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayhi, in his tafsir, Al-Jami' al-Ahkam al-Quran, Imam Qurtubi, I'm quoting what I read in Tafsir Qurtubi. So he says, in one khabar, on narration, it has been mentioned, that Zulaykha, when she traps him, I want especially our youngsters to listen to this, and of course for all of us, sometime you trap in the school, or in the varsity, or in some coffee shop, or restaurant, or some party, or whatever it is, or in our offices, or you're traveling abroad, or in the plane, and suddenly now, she addresses him. She says, Ma ahsana surata wajhik. Oh, how handsome are you. Ya Yusuf, you are so handsome. He says, Sawwarani Rabbi fi rahimi walidati wa fi rahimi ummi. May Allah fashion my face in the womb of my mother. May Allah give me the beauty. It's not my kamal, it's my Allah. She says, what beautiful hair you have. She begins to praise him. He says, that this hair will be the first thing to become decomposed when I pass away, I am put into the qabr. So nothing to admire. She says, irfa' basarak, because he had lowered his gaze. He's talking to her, but his gaze is lowered. Irfa' basarak, lift your gaze. Look at me. Look at my beauty. Come. Qalat haytalak, come. He says, I am afraid that on the day of Qiyamah, I will rise before Allah blind if I look at you. She says, Adnu minka, watubaidu anni. I'm coming closer to you, moving further away from me. He says, I do not want your qurb, I want the qurb of my Allah. I want the closest of my Allah. She says, I've prepared this chamber for you. Look at the pillows. Look at the curtains. He says, this is not going to protect me and conceal me from my Rabb. La yasturuni min Rabbi. It's not going to cover me, conceal me from my Allah. My Allah is all watching. She says, come. Come, man. Fakti hajati. Fulfill my need, please. He says, I'm afraid. I will lose my naseeb in Jannah. If I commit zina, perhaps Allah will not give me Jannah. Quran says, when she said, Haytalak, Qala ma'ad Allah. Allah forbid never. I seek protection in my Allah. Allah had shown him a burhan. Ulama, mufassirin go into detail. What was lawla arra'a burhana rabbi? What was the proof that he saw? Many mufassirin say, the iman in his heart, imanun qalbihi, the strong iman he had, the taqwa he had, the Allah consciousness he had. Second, he began to run. He made firar, fafirru ilallah, knowing that the doors are shut. It's impossible to come out. Whatever was within his means and capability, he did. You're caught in that trap. Escape from it quickly, even though it may seem you there's no way out. Run for your life because Allah is with you. And he runs and Allah opens the doors, one door after the other. Allah opens the doors. And then he mentions that innahu rabbi ahsan mathwai, the aziz, your husband has been kind to me. How can I be disloyal to him? How can I be disloyal to him? So he had taqwa, he had a strong iman. He feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Despite the temptations, he ran, he made that effort. This effort is what is required from all of us when we are caught up with some sin. Whatever the sin is. Evil company. The boys have got together. It's a Saturday night. They're all chilling. And there's the drugs. There's the cocaine, whatever it is. Come on, take it. Just try it. My brother, if you're going to try it, you're going to be crying the rest of your life. If you already tried it, make tawbah, istighfar. Allah will open the doors for you. I promise you Allah will open the doors if you are sincere. If you make a genuine effort, stay in good company. Shed those tears when you're in sajda. Shed those tears. Allah will make that opening for you. Because you are rectifying your life. If you remain like that, you'll just go further and further and further away. So this is Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Ulama have written the sabr here to make. What is the sabr here? The temptation was so strong. All he needed to just give in. But he said, no. I am going to crush my nafs, my egos, my passions for the sake of my Allah. I'm going to be steadfast. I'm going to refrain from ma'asi, from disobedience of my Allah. This sabr he made was more difficult upon him then the sabr he had to exercise when thrown into the well by his brothers. What's the reason? Simple. That one was ghair ikhtiyari. It was beyond his control. They took him, little boy he was, they took him and threw him to the well. He had no option, no say. Here, he's refraining from sin out of his own ikhtiyar. He could easily give in, but he turned to Allah. And Allah assisted him. It's a very nice dua. Inshallah, we read both the duas. Dua for Laylatul Qadr. First, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Allah, you love to forgive, you are most forgiving, you love to forgive, forgive us. So we made the dua for Laylatul Qadr. The other dua, Allahumma irhamni, Allahumma, Allahumma irhamni, bitarkil ma'asi, Allahumma irhamni bitarkil ma'asi. Allah, have mercy upon me by refraining from sins. Give me your mercy, help me. Wala tushkini bima'siyatik. Allah, do not make me wretched, do not make me unlucky, do not make me miserable by disobeying you. Simple. You don't know the Arabic, say the English. Oh Allah, have mercy upon me. Bitarkil ma'asi. By helping me to refrain from sins. Allah, don't make me wretched and miserable by disobeying you. A life in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only bring misery for the person in this world, qabr al-akhirat. A life in the obedience of Allah ta'ala to the best of one's ability will only bring him serenity of the heart, happiness and joy. Yes, there will be tests of this world. Doesn't mean no person will trouble him. There are people who troubled the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam was killed by the people. He was a Nabi of Allah. Assassinated, murdered by the people. Nabi Sassam, they hurled stones at him. They bruised his face began to bleed. Feet were clogged with blood. These things will happen in the dunya. The closer the person is to Allah, the greater the test. But the heart, the connection, the bond, the love of Allah Ta'ala, that flame that is ignited, the spark of the love of Allah. I want to obey my Allah at all costs. I'm enjoying the serenity, the bond, that attachment, the connection with my Allah. As I mentioned that day, I'm going to say it again. Mawlana Fazlur Rahman, Ganj Muradabadi Rahmatul Ali would say, jab main sajde mein girta hu, to gaya ki mujhe, mere Allah mujhse pyar kar raha hai. When I go into sajda, when I say Subhan Rabbi Al-Ala, it's as though Allah is showering me with His bond, His love. This is what you want. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have with us that spark. And especially the youth, the youngsters. You have some great potential. Great energy. There's a person who addressed, an elderly person, addressed the youth. He gave them some advices. And he says, "Oh youth, today, take the path of worship. O youth, today, take the path of worship, for tomorrow comes old age." This in Arabic, when we learn grammar, we do the word la'alla and later, and we say, "Layta shababa ya'udu." How I wish, the old man says, how I wish that my youth returns to me. It's too late, it's impossible. No old man becomes a young man. He says, "Oh youth, take the road and the path of worship. For tomorrow comes old age. You have free time and strength now. You have free time and strength now. So strike the ball when the field is wide." I'm not talking about soccer, Man United and all this. This ball is something else. Strike the ball when the field is wide. Become a lover of Allah now in your youth. And see what you'll enjoy later on in life. I've only realized, the man says, old person, he says, "I've only realized the value of life one day, only now, at old age, after I have lost it. How can I strive now? I don't have the strength. I'm gone so old. But oh my youngster, you are swift like a horse. You're strong like a horse. See, this is the time to sow the seeds of the harvest that you would reap later on. Go not bankrupt to resurrection." And this is for all of us. Let us not go bankrupt to the day of Qiyamah, when we have no good deeds, because it will just be a day of regret. A day of regret. My respected brothers and elders, when you make sincere istighfar, beautiful night, have hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again, and oh Allah, you guide me, direct me, make me do the right things. It's not just going to happen suddenly. Allah wishes it can happen. Many people overnight they became walis of Allah. Overnight. Don't think that wilayat, becoming the friend of Allah, is something very far-fetched for us. No. Allah can make whomsoever His wali. In the dua, in the nazam we read, make me apna bana de. Make me yours, O my Allah. Make me yours. If Allah makes us His, nobody can question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Allah comes into our heart will soften. We'll become good people. We'll become righteous people. Now we will want to correct our lives. I want to engage in ibadat. My tilawat must come right. Years have went past. I never read Quran even. I forgot how to read Quran. Let me go learn how to read Quran. Don't feel shy. Go learn word to word. Learn and read Quran of Allah. If you know how to read Quran, go to the ulama, understand the meaning of the Quran. What my Allah is saying. So I can obey my Allah. I can enjoy my connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, do not feel afraid. Take that himmat and that courage. Move in the right direction. The heart will become softened. The person will do good deeds and also he'll start making tawbah from sins that he did. And things that he owes people, whether it is money or he's taken away their rights, now he will gain the consciousness and realization that I need to sort my life out. This afternoon I spoke to one person. And he said, oh, Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah had advised him, by use your intelligence, your skill for whatever you have, and don't become greedy and don't go elsewhere. He said, I did not listen to Maulana. So I went off, and now I realized it. Now, alhamdulillah, I've come back onto track, alhamdulillah. And I'm using all my energy, and I've made sincere tawbah, and I'm trying my level best now. I'm paying off the people who I owe. May Allah make it easy for his brother, and all those who are suffering any type of, you know, difficulty when it's coming to payment of debts. May Allah make it easy for every person. May Allah put rahm in the hearts of the creditors. Sometimes it's difficult. The person is genuine, he's struggling, he's trying. But if you have taken away people's rights and you don't care about it, that is not fair. That's not correct. So when you start becoming the lover of Allah, it's not only you're going to start tahajjud. No. You will start removing sins from your life. Now you will try and change your outward appearance and also your batin, your inside. Don't just be satisfied with changing your outside. It's important to have your beard, everything. But the inside you cannot neglect. Zahir and batin. This has to become correct. Taqwa is in the heart. You have to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to be a kind husband. You have to be a loving parent. You have to be a good neighbor. You have to be a good boss. Don't make the people work extra time you haven't paid them. Don't become an oppressor. How we feel today when we see those zalim oppressors who have gone off their heads. There is no word to describe their insanity, wallah. They actually call the people of Gaza that you are creatures. We will toss you, we will do this to you, we will humiliate you. They have forgotten. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا أَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Don't think Allah is ghafil, unaware of what the zalimin are doing. Allah is giving you respite and chance. And then Allah will delay your punishment to the day of Qiyamah. And then see Allah will toss you in Jahannam. He's not just tossing you once or twice there. Forever and ever and ever. So my respected friends and elders, now we will change our lives, moving in the right direction. Now we came back onto the right train. Taqwa will come. Allah consciousness. Now we need to pay somebody, we'll pay him. We borrowed some money, we'll make sure we pay him. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi has mentioned this hadith in about 3 times at least. Part of the hadith in some places, the entire hadith. It's an incident that took place in the time of Bani Israel. In the time of Bani Israel, there was a man who needed some money. He goes to a person, he gets a loan of 1,000 dinars, the gold coins, 1,000. The man gives him. So the man tells him, now who's the witness for this deal we're making? You're supposed to have a witness. He says, I got no witness. Allah is my witness. So he took Allah's name. He said, okay, wakafa billahi shahida. Alright, Allah is a sufficient as a witness. I accept it. Then he says, okay, who'll be the guarantor? What if you don't pay me back my money? Okay, we did this deal, this is the amount, but what if you don't pay me back? He said, I got no guarantor, but Allah is my guarantor. So the man said, okay, wakafa billahi wakila, no problem. You take it certain date, you make sure you pay me my money. This man was staying across the river. comes the due date. He managed to get the money. He comes there. At that particular day, there was no boats to go across. He's stuck. What does he do? He finds a bark of a tree, a log. This is the only thing he has now. He makes a hole inside. Then he stuffs these 1,000 gold coins inside and then he closes it. He seals it with a little note. He makes dua to Allah, Allah, this is what I am doing. Allah, you help me. He throws the log into this ocean, hoping that it will reach this man. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. That person who fears Allah, Allah Ta'ala will make an opening for him. The verse after this, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Whoever has firm trust, he applied whatever means he had, then he had tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, Allah will become sufficient. That man on the other side knew is a due date, so he's waiting for his money. He can't see any boat coming. In his mind he's thinking, this man has done me down. This man has done me down. And then suddenly he sees his log coming. He needed some log to firewood for home. So he takes this. And in his heart he says, that man, he lied to me. He let me down. Never mind. He goes home. As he begins to chop that wood, suddenly he finds his 1,000 gold coins coming out with this note saying that this is from so and so person. This is what I have done. But that man was not satisfied. The one who sent the 1,000 gold coins. He was still restless. He said, perhaps it didn't reach this man. What would he think of me? I owed him this money. Never mind. He managed to collect another 1,000 dinars. He takes this. He finds the boat on a certain day. He goes across. The man is there. They go into a discussion. The man said, you promised me a certain day you didn't come. He says, please listen to me. This is what occurred and this is what I did. That man says, yes, you are speaking the truth. I found this log and I found that note that you had written to me and the 1,000 dinars. The extra money you brought now is yours. You take it away. Both have taqwa. The one who borrowed the money and the one who lent the money. The one who lent the money could have said, yeah, nothing came. So he could have taken the 1,000 dinars very easily. Hafiz Ibn Hajar rahmatullahi alayhi in his Fathul Bari, after this narration, he mentions another narration. He says the Sahaba who heard the story from Rasulullah SAW, they were two groups now, both discussing and debating that which one was more sincere or which one had more Allah consciousness. The one who borrowed the money or the one who lent the money. Allah knows best, but both had taqwa. So this is what will happen. Our life will change. Our direction will become right. There's so many things coming to my mind, but we'll stop tonight. It's a night of ibadat, crying, knocking on the door of Allah. Knock, and Allah will open that door. Allah will open that door. May Allah Ta'ala grant all of us afiyah, salamati. May Allah give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat. May Allah make us see the end of Ramadan in the most beautiful condition. Do not quarrel, do not fight. Disputes we have. Make everybody maaf. Turn over a new leaf. This is all what we want. Just get that feeling, the genuine positivity within you. Make that azam, that resolution. Myself, all of us sitting here, our mothers, sisters, at home, our youth. Do not worry about whatever has happened now in this world. Whatever has happened to us. Tawbah, serious. Make the revolution come within us. The reformation. Be genuine, positive. And suddenly feel that wilayat coming within us. Feel that we are becoming the lovers of Allah. And my Allah has removed the burdens, the mountains of sins. Allah is washing it away with the oceans of His maghfirat. I'm feeling so good. Don't claim that you are pious, no. فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not deem yourself to be pure, no. هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Allah knows who's most pious. But don't lose hope. Take that plunge, take that first step. If you don't do this, Ramadan will come to an end. It will be very difficult later on. Not to say impossible. There may be occasion again we get the chance. But tonight, this is my plea for myself, for all of you who have been listening to my talks over the past few days. Ours is the caravan of hope. My youngster, you went off. Come back onto track. my mother, my sister, my brother, my elders, myself, all of us, let us become obedient slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the cry over Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel rahmatullahi alayhi, which all of us are proud to quote, and we say, Hazrat said this, and I was so close to him, and I did that, and he did this for me, and he helped me like this. This is what he wants from us. This is what he showed us in this very masjid. He cried. So many people changed their lives because of his discourse, because of his sincerity. His cry, he would sit with us, he would cry. Our problems became his problems. He suffered heart attack. He was not well, but still right till his last, those who were with him all the time, most of you had seen him here. This was his cry. This was the cry of Arif Billah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi, Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullahi, Muhammad Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullahi, Hazrat Sheikh Zakariya Rahmatullahi, all of Buzughan Adeen. This was the lesson that the ummah must be saved from Jahannam. The ummah must go into Jannat. This is what they wanted. They didn't want our money. They don't want our cars. You see one Maulana in a nice car. Hey, Maulana, you're right, man. One day we were sitting. There was a big Buzrug who came. We sat in somebody's house. We were having meals. One academic went past. At that time, there was some food. Hey, Maulana, you're all right, huh? His child said, okay. So I felt it a bit. So I said, who stopped you from becoming a Maulana? Brothers, there's an effort out there, believe me. Please, nobody is perfect. Wallahi lazim. We all are full of sins. And alim doesn't mean now alim is pious and everything of his is correct. Many mistakes. Sometimes a normal person surpasses the alim. Allah forgive us. May Allah make our ilm guide us. Believe it. But there are many people outside who want to break the contact between us and a person who is sincere, wants to show us the right way. They have evil intentions, malicious intentions. Allah knows best why. So they will keep on putting things as obstacles for us to reach to that alim. And we want the right way. So what will happen? We will procrastinate. We'll talk about problems, but we'll never provide any solutions. The solution is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant all of us that himmat and the courage. I'm begging you, myself also. We'll make mistakes. Don't wait to see the mistake of the next person. Cover up for him. Show him the right path. Help him. Talk to him nicely. Don't just point fingers. He, she, that person. Never pointing a finger at ourselves. I mentioned that day. Mullah Ahmad Lad Sahib had mentioned, Mullah Inamul Hasan Rahmatullah Hazrat Ji, when he was Amir Day in Nizamuddin, at that time there was riots and the Muslims were being torched to death and the trains also were burnt. When they went to him and he asked, Ya Khabar Haj, and that particular day the Muslims were really going through a great trial and tribulation and suffering. Many, many Muslims were killed. Hazraji Mullah Inam al-Hasan, those who are in Tabligh, they had seen him. He came to our country many times. Very pious alim. So he was crying, tossing and turning. And what did he say? Yeh sab kuch meri wajah se ho rahi. All these things happening is because of me, my weakness. When did we ever see is my weakness? It's all those molanas, all those people. See these people, those people, those women in parda, those people in tabligh, those people in the khankas, those people who are in organization. We blaming everybody else but ourselves. Allah forbid, please, I'm begging you. Let us become united. This is my only desire, Allah. We also have, sometimes we get problems and people, we also at fault. Allah forgive me. Allah make me pious. Wallahi, I'm telling you not because of anything. Allah knows best how long we will live. Perhaps I will not be here again. Allah knows best. But I want to see everybody happy. Let us become happy. Become united. Help one another. Stop this nonsense of quarreling, disputing, condemning. Take the person to the right path. Show him. It'll take us time. We've got women folk. We've got young girls. Who is going to help them? We've got young boys, youth. Who is going to help them? Allah guide us. Allah help us. Allah be pleased with us. We will cry and cry, but we need to be genuine. Time is running out. We can see what is happening in the world. Allah knows best whether we're going to see the time of Dajjal or not. If we're not going to see him, then our children, our grandchildren. Time is coming very close to Qiyamah. Allah knows best when Qiyamah will take place. But we can see in front of us all those signs of Qiyamah. Maut will come. Maut will strike at any time. Any time. We are sitting here. We leave the masjid. Or in the masjid. We pass away. It's Ramadan. MashaAllah. Excellent. But maut does not wait for anybody. Not 1 second late. Not 1 second early. It comes on time. That visa of life, we don't know what that visa, what the duration is. Only Allah knows best. May Allah Ta'ala grant all of us hidayat, ikhlas, tawfiq, and we make dua wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ya Kareem, Ya Allah. But this is our chance now to make dua to Allah. Cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك انت كما اثنيت على نفسك يا الله you are so kind so loving so beautiful يا الله يا رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله الله we can never enumerate every single bounty you have bestowed upon us my Allah you have given us يا الله unlimited favors unlimited bounties my Allah اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك والله you are exactly how you have praised yourself how you have mentioned yourself in the Quran الحمد لله رب العالمين Allah you are the master you are the Rabb of the عالمين my Allah اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت forgive us all our sins sins we committed in the past sins we committing now sins that we will commit in the future also big sins small sins major sins minor sins sins we did knowingly unknowingly in the darkness of the night in broad daylight my Allah in public in privacy with friends ya Allah alone ya Allah with our family sometimes with our wives and children my Allah Hey, my Allah, we were disobedient to you, my Allah. Allah, aaj haat jor karke, Allah. Tere saamne hum jhuk rahe. Allah, we bowing down before you, my Allah. Allah, you are too loving, my Allah. You are too merciful. You are most merciful, ya Allah. You are arhamur rahimeen, my Allah. We beg you tonight. Our brothers have raised their hands, my Allah. In this large gathering, my Allah. They are elderly people. They are youth. They are young ones. They are ulama sitting here. Fazi Kiram, ordinary simple people like myself, my Allah, our mothers and sisters, they have been waiting the entire day for dua, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are that ummati of your beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, we're making shukr you made us in his ummat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr you give us iman, my Allah. Oh my Allah, if you didn't give us iman, then where we would have been tonight, Allah. You know best, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us now, my Allah. Give us the tawfiq of tawbatan nasuha. Complete. Ya Allah, make us have that nadamat. Ya Allah, nadim hai, sharminda hai. We are refraining, we have thrown away those and abandoned those sins, my Allah. We promise you, my Allah, we will not go back to the sins, my Allah. Give us that himmat and courage, my Allah. Ya Allah, that youngster who has become an addict, he does not like that life of addiction, my Allah. He doesn't want to take the substance, my Allah. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan has overpowered him, my Allah. Give him ikhlas, my Allah. Give him himmat, my Allah. Give her himmat, my Allah. At this very moment, ya Allah, give him a new life, a new soul, my Allah. That himmat, my Allah. That person who's fallen into the trap of zina, my Allah. An illicit relationship, my Allah. Whether it's, say Allah, a boy or a girl, my Allah. Whether it's some haram thing that the person is doing, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem. That person who's soaked into gambling, my Allah. He's clubbing, my Allah. He's in the casino, my Allah. He's listening to music and haram, ya Allah. Allah, he hasn't even fasted in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, give him, give her, give all of us tawfiq of tawbah, my Allah. Sabku ma'a farma. Ya Allah, you love to forgive, my Allah. Ya Allah, we did the hadith the other day, my Allah. Oh man, if your sins, as long as you have hope in me and you make dua to me, I will forgive you. And I do not care how much I forgive you. If your sins reach the skies, reach the clouds, and you make bring the whole world of sins, I will still meet you. Ya Allah, you say with the world of forgiveness, Ya Allah, you prepare to forgive. Forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, this is a Mubarak night, my Allah. If it is Laylatul Qadr, my Allah, grant all of us Laylatul Qadr. Ya Allah, we need it, my Allah. More than Sahaba Ikram, we need it, my Allah. Ya Allah, they were so illustrious, my Allah. They could be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, you mentioned regarding them. رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه.
Allah, you were pleased with them, my Allah. They passed the test, my Allah. They got glad tidings of Jannah, my Allah. Abu Bakr fil Jannah, Umar fil Jannah, Uthman fil Jannah, Ali fil Jannah. Allah, you mentioned they were in Jannah. They've got Jannah. Ya Allah, we have come so long after them, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're not in Khairul Qurun, my Allah. We're in times of fitna and fasad, my Allah. We've got nobody else, my Allah, but you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are like lost sheep, my Allah. Ya Allah, we need a shepherd, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are blind, we cannot see, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are basir, ya Allah. Help us, my Allah. Do not abandon us, my Allah. Forgive us for whatever sin we have committed, my Allah. Some person sincerity tonight, my Allah. Some person sitting in this gathering. Some mu'takif standing for itikaf. Some elderly person, my Allah. Some sinner like myself, my Allah. Some mother or sister at home or brother at home. Some sick person listening to this program now, my Allah. Ya Allah, through his, ya Allah, ameen. Forgive all of us. Such that when we stand up from this gathering, my Allah, the angel must be summoned, the angel must be commanded by you, my Allah, to announce, قُومُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ. Rise in the condition that your Allah has forgiven you. Your sayyat has been transformed into good deeds. Oh, my Allah, you lose nothing, my Allah. You will lose nothing, my Allah. Allah, when we buy a sack or a bag of potatoes, my Allah, even if it is class 1 or grade A, my Allah, still you might find one or two which is smashed, my Allah. Not of that superior and supreme quality, my premium quality, my Allah. Allah, we are like those weak ones, my Allah. Allah, we have come in this ummah of your beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, do not embarrass us on the day of Qiyamah before our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, he cried for us, my Allah. He cried for us, my Allah. He would go in sajda. Allahumma ghfir li ummati. Allahumma ghfir li ummati. Allahumma ghfir li ummati. His feet would become swollen. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, on that one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua. Allah, forgive my Aisha, forgive all her past sins, her present sins, her future sins, whatever sins she did openly or in private, my Allah, forgive her completely. She became overjoyed. Nabi Sam said, why are you so happy? She said, Ya Rasulullah, you made such a beautiful dua for me. Allah must forgive me all my sins. Should I not be happy? He said, Ya Umma Aisha, I make this dua for my entire ummah every single day of my life. Allah, he made sacrifices for us, my Allah. In Taif, Ya Allah, you know, my Allah. Ya Allah, they chased him from there, my Allah. Ya Allah, he could have cursed the people. He said, oh, my Allah, perhaps if they don't bring iman, their progeny will bring iman. Ya Allah, we have read in history, in the books of Tariq and Sirah, my Allah, from the people of Taif, my Allah, from the people of Taif was Muhammad bin Qasim, rahmatullahi alayhi, who was the means of bringing Islam and iman to India and Pakistan, my Allah. And through that effort, my Allah, and barakah, Ya Allah, today we have got iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have come from those areas, my Allah. Ya Allah, if Rasul cursed the people of Taif at that time, Allah, you know best whether we would be blessed with iman or not. Allah, we make you shukar, you give us iman. Allah, keep us steadfast on iman. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us in the day of Qiyamah with iman. Allah, do not make us become despondent. Allah, we're not becoming despondent of your hope and mercy, my Allah. Allah, give us a himmat now. Give us a courage, my Allah. Especially after Ramadan, my Allah. Ya Allah, to remain steadfast on taqwa, my Allah. At this moment, Ya Allah, we have raised our hands. We ask you by your Ismi Azam, your Asma'ul Husna, your beautiful names, your perfect qualities, my Allah. Make the revolution come within our lives now, my Allah. May Allah tu apna bana de, tu hamara banja. Become ours, my Allah. Become ours, my Allah. Make us yours, my Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak, wa hubba man yuhibbuk, wa hubba al-amal, alladhi yubalighuna ila hubbik. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من كل شيء من أنفسنا وأهلينا ومن الماء البارد. والله, make your love become dominant, make it more beloved to us than everything in this world, my Allah. Ya Allah, more than ourselves, more than our families, more than cool water on a hot day, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, my Allah. Ya Allah, we get enjoyment making from you. We get enjoyment taking your name. Ya Allah, we get enjoyment making sajda before you, my Allah. Do not make self of this ni'mat, my Allah. Give us the perfect taqwa, my Allah. Give us a strong taqwa, Allah, before the end of Ramadan, my Allah. We beg you again and again, my Allah. Allah, it is only from your tawfiq, ya Allah. Allah, forgive us completely now, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us be amongst those people whom Rasulullah said, Ameen, to the curse of Jibreel, alayhi salatu salam, who you had sent as Rasulullah ascended the minbar. Ya Allah, Jibreel salatu salam said, curse be to that person whose parents reach old age and he does not serve them, he is not obedient to them. May such a person be cursed. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ameen. Allah, do not make us be disobedient children to our parents, my Allah. If our parents have passed away, make them maghfirat, my Allah. Forgive them, my Allah. We are asking you on their behalf to forgive them, my Allah. Ya Allah. And then he said, that person, when your name is taken and he fails to take sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, send salutations upon you, may he be cursed, my Allah. Allah help us. Make our tongue be moist with your dhikr and salawat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Always, my Allah. And then he said, curse be to that person. Ba'uda man adraka Ramadan, falam yughfar lahu. Woe be to that person that he gets the month of Ramadan and Ramadan comes to an end and still he is not forgiven. Oh, my Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us. Do not make us be amongst the wretched, the unlucky ones, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, my Allah. Give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Allah, make us enjoy begging from you, my Allah. Do not make us beggars of makhluk. Don't make us stretch our hands to any of your creation, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the provider, my Allah. You are the nourisher, my Allah. Give us qanaat in our lives. Give us contentment, my Allah. Do not make us chase and chase after dunya. Hanker after dunya. Allah, maut will come. We will not take a single cent with us in the qabr, my Allah. Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, we have to stand all alone before you, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, when we be placed in the qabr, the angel will ask us this question, Man Rabbuk? Allah, make us give the answer, ya Allah, with flying colors, my Allah. Allah, make us say easily, Rabbi Allah. They will ask us, Ma'deenuk, we must be able to see Deen al-Islam. They will ask us, who is this person? Showing us our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, give us the answer easily and spontaneously. Hada Nabiyuna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, Usman Ghani radiallahu should cry at the qabr. When he was asked, why are you crying? He says, this is the first stage of the stages of the akhirat. Whoever passes here, he passes through the other stages easily. Oh my Allah, protect us from azab of qabr, my Allah. Allah, when we place in the qabr, Ya Allah, let the qabr address us and say, of all the people in the world, I loved you the most. You were a good person. I will now entertain you. It will expand as far as the person can see. And then the window of Jannah will be opened. And the breeze of Jannah and coolness will come into his qabr. Ya Allah, do not make it happen that when we place in the qabr, my Allah, the qabr says that of all the people in the world who walked upon me, I hated you the most. Now you are coming to me. Now see how I shall entertain you. And the qabr closes upon him, my Allah, until his ribs crush, ya Allah. Ya Allah, he begins to scream and he's shrieking, my Allah. And nobody can help him, my Allah. And then snakes and pythons are thrown upon him, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, we beg you tonight. Ya Allah, make us understand that maut is a reality. Qabr is a haqq. Qabr is reality. Qiyamah is a reality. Make us be intelligent people now. Help us to prepare for akhirat. Pour your dunya for us. Give us halal, tayyib, rozi. But my Allah, make us be people of the akhirat, my Allah. Do not make our nigah and our eyes go to dunya. Let our eyes and our efforts be for the akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirir, from the fitna of the fitteen, hasad of the hasidin, zulam of the zalimeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot take it anymore, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak, my Allah. Our hearts are weak, my Allah. Our hearts are weak, my Allah. It is because of me, my Allah. It is because of us, my Allah, that our Muslim brothers and sisters are suffering at the parts of the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot take it, my Allah. They are being threatened every single day, my Allah. Ya Allah, the kitchen where they went to fetch food from, my Allah. Ya Allah, just maybe some crumbs of bread and then it is bombarded, my Allah. Ya Allah, those savages, those animals, have no mercy on young babies, my Allah. They are so merciless, my Allah. Even animals have some type of sympathy, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is hard for us to see our Muslim brothers and sisters being killed in this way, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have got a strong iman. Ya Allah, they have responded, ya Allah, to all the pain and suffering, all the bombardment. They return, they reply, they say, Hasbunallah. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. Ya Allah, you are sufficient for us. You're the best of protectors. You're the best of helpers. May Allah, we have raised our hands. May Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you tonight. Nobody can question you what you are doing. You are Hakim. You are all wise. May Allah. You are Hakim. Everything is in your control. May Allah. But may Allah change the conditions. May Allah for better. May Allah. Give grant them victory now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know this will happen till Qiyamah, my Allah. Ya Allah, the enemy can try what they want. They will not wipe out Islam from there, my Allah. Because Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu anhu will come there. Hazrat Isa al-Islam will come there. There will be followers, mu'mineen who will be with them, my Allah. Ya Allah, every tree, besides the cactus tree, ya Allah, it will tell the Muslim, the believer, come behind me, the Yahudi. Come and kill him. Oh, my Allah, we know this will happen. But my Allah, we beg you tonight, ya Allah. Make it be easy for Muslim brothers and sisters. Our masoom children, my Allah. Ya Allah, put some mercy in the heart of the enemies, my Allah. Chase them away, my Allah. Take them away from there, my Allah. Allah, what do they want there, my Allah? They're just bombing, bulldozing tents, my Allah. They need so much of bombs, ya Allah. To blow tents, my Allah. This is the aqal and intelligence. Hey, Malik Kareem, you are Malik Yawmiddin. Ya Allah, you are Malik al-Mulk, Ya Allah. Tu'izzu man tasha, wa tuzillu man tasha. Biyadika al-khayr, innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. La yu'jizuka shay. Nothing can make you helpless, my Allah. We are helpless. Hum kamzor hai, hum zaif hai. Ya Allah, but you are most powerful, my Allah. Grant our Muslims victory now, my Allah. You grant them victory, my Allah. Give them a happy Eid, my Allah. Allah, our children will have nice clothing on the day of Eid, my Allah. They will come and show their parents. They will come and show their grandparents. They will get an Eidi also, my Allah. What Eidi those children will get, my Allah? They got no parents, my Allah. So many thousands have become shaheed. So many are orphans, my Allah. They haven't seen the face of their parents, my Allah. Allah, hospitals are bombarded. What will they eat, my Allah? Help them, my Allah. Allah, help them, my Allah. Allah, you show us what we must do, my Allah. We make it to Abai Istighfar. Help us to assist them, my Allah. Allah, make us be generous, my Allah. Protect us from the enemy, my Allah. Allah, they will put all type of obstacles in our path. Remove those obstacles. Allah, Islam is the true religion. Inna deena inda Allah il Islam. Make us show the non-Muslim world the truth of Islam. It is because of our doings, my Allah, that they have gone far away from deen. They cannot see the truth of Islam, my Allah, because of our poor akhlaq, our character, our bad dealings, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cheated people, my Allah. We were dishonest, my Allah. And they thought this is your deen. They did not accept Islam. Allah, help us to change our lives now, my Allah. Show them that Islam is the most peace-loving religion. Ya Allah, give us the fikr that Nabi Kareem had. The fikr for he died for mankind, my Allah. Help us to put, instill love, your love in the hearts of the people, my Allah. Make us become true guides and leaders. Allah, do not make us lead people astray. Don't make us astray, my Allah. Make us hadeen, mahdiyeen. Don't make us dhaleen, mudilleen. Ya Allah, there are so many people. People who are close to us, who are at this very moment in ICU, in hospital. They are some of our students, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have been diagnosed with cancer, my Allah. They are close people with us, my Allah, who are undergoing heart surgery, my Allah. They are people who are close to us, who are unable to see, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are people who are close to us. And so many people in the world are not well. They've got different type of bimaris, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are a shafi. Shifa is in your hands. We beg you tonight. Perhaps it's Laylat al-Qadr night, my Allah. In this last gathering, my Allah. We beseech you, my Allah. Give them complete shifa, my Allah. Give them complete shifa, my Allah. Allah, we can never underestimate the power of dua, my Allah. Dua is a weapon, my Allah. Allah, whatever you wish, my Allah. You say, kun, fayakun, it becomes, my Allah. Grant them complete shifa. Jo bhi bimari unko shifa ata farma. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, ya Allah. Even today also, ya Allah, sister passed away. In the other day, somebody passed away. Every day, somebody passed away, my Allah. Especially in the month of Ramadan, my Allah. Ya Allah, some of our family members have passed on, my Allah. Our parents, ya Allah, our grandparents, ya Allah. Our mashayikh, our ulama.
our Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Patel Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, who cried and cried in this masjid, my Allah, our mashayikh, my Allah, our friends, my Allah, our family members, so many left this world, my Allah. There were so many faces that we would see in the month of Ramadan. In this masjid, they are no longer with us, my Allah. So many mothers and sisters have passed on, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them maghfirah. Give them Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, if anyone is suffering any azab of qabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove that azab of the qabr. Ya Allah, we have read that waqiyah, my Allah. When that parent, that father was getting azab of the qabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, and that pious person saw that this person is getting azab of the qabr. And then suddenly he saw that azab was lifted from the father. And he inquired, oh my Allah, in the dream you showed him that today his masoom child who was a yateem, he joined the afternoon madrasa, the maktab, and he began, the apa taught him, say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I begin in the name of Allah, who is most merciful, who is most gracious, who is most merciful. Oh my Allah, when this masoom child took your name, Ya Allah, you showed mercy to his father who was getting azab of the qabr. My Allah, you are Arhamur Rahimin, my Allah. Show us mercy. Show all the marhumin mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us more to the iman. Maut in Madinah Sharif, Baril Jannatul Baqeem, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know we don't deserve it, my Allah. That's the only hope we have. Make us do one such good deed before we leave this world, that you must be so happy with us, my Allah. You must accept it, my Allah, and then give us maut, my Allah. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah, raise us in the company of our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, make him intercede on our behalf, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the holy Kawthar water from his blessed hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, in dunya we have not seen him, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you don't know when you stand before the Rosa Mubarak. Ya Allah, we love our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How we wish you could see him, my Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, don't deprive us because of our sins, my Allah. That it not happen as we come in close. Suddenly we are driven away by the angels and we are told, suhqan, suhqan. And even the, our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells us, suhqan, suhqan, go away. Go away, you don't belong to me. Forgive us, my Allah. Give us hidayat. Give us the correct aqidah, my Allah. Give us an attachment, that bond with you, my Allah. Fill our hearts with your ishq and muhabbat. The ishq and muhabbat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, the day of Qiyamah, give us a hudi kuthir water from his Mubarak hands. Make him be smiling at us, my Allah. Make us enter Jannat in his company, my Allah. This is what we want, my Allah. Give us dunya and give us akhirat. But may Allah give us halal and tayyib rozi. But make us people of the akhirat. Help us to channel our efforts now for akhirat in your love, my Allah. Make us go into a dun in your love, my Allah. Give us your marifat. Give us your tawheed. Give us your taqwa. Ya Allah, give us the high stages in Jannat, my Allah. Give us Jannatul Firdaus. Give us Jannatul Firdaus. Give us Jannatul Firdaus. Make us enjoy the beauty, the ni'mat in Jannat, my Allah. The rivers, the fruit. Ya Allah, the food, my Allah. The palaces, my Allah. The garments of Jannah, my Allah. Then when you remove that veil and that curtain, my Allah. And when the Jannatis will see Noor coming from above them, my Allah. And the gaze will be fixed at you, my Allah. Ya Allah, your countenance, your beauty, my Allah. The people will look at you, the Jannatis will look at you, my Allah. Let us also see you, my Allah, in Jannah. Make us be from the people of Jannah. Don't deprive us of seeing you, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect all of us, especially our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, our wives, our children, our family members, our mashayikh, our ulama, our apas. Ya Allah, our students, our musallis, our congregation tonight who has gathered here, who has sat so patiently. Ya Allah, you bless them, my Allah. There's nothing I can give them, my Allah. Ya Allah, you bless them, my Allah. From your unlimited treasures, my Allah. Remove their sorrows, their worries, their hardships, their griefs. The entire ummah, all our people who have passed away, our family members especially, protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, my Allah. Protect us from all big and small fitnas, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Allah, make our children, our grandchildren, the coolness of our eyes. Make them anki tandak, my Allah. Make them excellent hufaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbulin. When we see our youth, ya Allah, it will bring happiness and joy to us, my Allah. Help them, my Allah.
guide them, my Allah. They do not want to go on the wrong path, my Allah. Some of them have slipped, my Allah. Bring them back, my Allah. Do not make them waste their energies and their time in entertainment, my Allah. We know nafs and shaitan, what they will do. They will gang up against them, my Allah. They will take them to all these pedal courts and tournaments. They'll be free mixing again. Young boys and young girls. My Allah, you know those emails that come to us. Ya Allah, we know what happens then, my Allah. When that girl, my Allah, ya Allah, she falls pregnant, my a haram child, my Allah. Then she wants a fatwa of abortion, my Allah. Ya Allah, that child, that young, has taken drugs. He's become a musibah for his parents. That mother is crying tonight. She's crying with the musalla. Ya Allah, you guide our youth, please, my Allah. You lose nothing, my Allah. Make each one your wali, my Allah. Grant all of us your wilayat. These youth will be the ambassadors of Islam tomorrow, my Allah. Ya Allah, help them, guide them. Our forefathers made effort in this country, my Allah. They brought deen alive here, my Allah. They established masajid and madaris and makatib, my Allah. Ya Allah, those appas made an effort, my Allah. Today we are able to read Quran. We are able to read Taraweeh and Salah. Ya Allah, don't make this go away from our lives, my Allah. Give us true knowledge, my Allah. Ya Allah, our list is so big, my Allah. People are tired, my Allah. Ya Allah, you never get tired, my Allah. Fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Whatever our mothers and sisters at home, my Allah. That sisters who are suffering depression, my Allah. They are being abused and tortured by the husbands, my Allah. Put Ram in the hearts of their husbands, my Allah. Make them stop that physical abuse, psychological abuse, my Allah. Create muhabbat between husband and wife, between parents and children, between neighbors, between family members, between ulama, my Allah, between jamaats, my Allah, between our people, my Allah. Create unity amongst us, my Allah. We do not want to be disunited. Help us to forgive, my Allah. Ya Allah, I am the greatest of sinners, my Allah. You know, my Allah, not say it. Ya Allah, just for the sake of saying it, my Allah. Make me a good person, my Allah. Make all of us good people. Give us good akhlaq, my Allah. Soften our hearts, my Allah. Time is running out now, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our needs, my Allah. Ya Qadi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham. مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك. Allah, remove our difficulties. If somebody got a court case, remove that problem, my Allah. Somebody in prison, my Allah, release him, my Allah. Allah, those in the rehabs, give them himmat and good health now, my Allah, and remove them from there. Whoever is in any bondage, ya Allah, any bondage of vice and evil, remove them, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you tonight, hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua qabool farma. اللهم ارزقنا ليلة القدر اللهم ارزقنا خيرها وبركاتها وأجرها وثوابها وقيامها لا تحرمنا ليلة القدر ما يا الله. Ya Allah, if Laylatul Qadr has already passed in the other nights, still, Ya Allah, do not make us have been deprived of it, my Allah. If it's still going to come, do not deprive us, my Allah. Make us see the end of Ramadan in a good condition. Give us good health, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are sick, my Allah. Spiritually, we are sick, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, physically, we are sick, Ya Allah. Give us taqat and tandarusti, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Pour it to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make this masjid abad, my Allah. All masajid, my Allah. There are so many projects, Ya Allah. Grant each person ikhlas and let them flourish, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them barakah, different masajid, makatib and institutions, my Allah. Ya Allah, in this masjid especially, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those people, Ya Allah, who are so kind and generous, Ya Allah. You provide for them from unseen sources. Those who are making khidmat in any way, my Allah. Especially iftar time, my Allah. They're feeding the people with kajur and water, my Allah. And those making etikaf, accept the etikaf, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all good works of deen, accept. Dawud at tabligh, Ya Allah, accept it, my Allah. Ya Allah, khanka, tazkiya, ulama, hifka, madrasa, maktab, apas. Ya Allah, we forget them, my Allah. We forget them, my Allah. They taught us the alif ba, my Allah. Bless them, my Allah. Reward them, my Allah. If they passed away, my Allah, give them the highest of stages, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many organizations. Help them. Give us the right direction. Give us ikhlas and maqbooliyat. They are individual people, my Allah. They are such wonderful souls in our community, my Allah. They are large-hearted people, my Allah. They give with the right hand. The left hand does not know, my Allah. Those whose ihsan is upon the ummah, those whose ihsan is upon us, my Allah, you bless them.
them tonight, my Allah, with barakat from the heavens, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين وجعلنا للمتقين اماما. All those who requested duas from far and abroad and local, my Allah, answer all the jais murads. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Brothers, the next program was supposed to start at 10:30. Please forgive me. Sometimes we get carried away. This is the only chance we have. So inshallah the next program will start at 11:05. 11:05 inshallah. Yes, inshallah those who want some refreshments or tea, whatever, you can have it. Those are remaining in the masjid, please, please, my brothers. It's a Mubarak night. Don't discuss worldly issues now. 2 rakat tahajjud namaz, 4 rakat, you can rest, whatever it is, drink water. And then the second session will have, inshallah, Qasida Burda, taking us again to the love of Rasulullah some dhikr and dua again. Allah knows best. Tonight could be Laylatul Qadr. Allah give it to us all, inshallah. Wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Those, maybe some people want to leave, make sure we're not obstructing any person who wishes to leave.